Megan. Elms Haven, St. Helena, California, July 27, 1903. Dear Brother Megan, I received your letter 2 or 3 days ago. I have also received letters from several others, among them one from a brother Howard of Washington in regard to the color line. I have been kept very busy answering these letters. When you see W.C. White and talk with him, you will understand that we have not changed the plans that we made with you. We feel that to change these plans would be to make a great mistake. My dear brother, be of good courage in the Lord. Have faith in regard to your wife. We are praying for her. We shall have to wrestle with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, and we shall have to contend with enemies in the form of our fellow beings, men who are spiritually blind and who know not at what they stumble. I see that you are in the struggle. You and Brother Sutherland know what it means to struggle with the common calamities of life. Is not the spiritual conflict far greater when we meet with the disguised powers of darkness who seem determined to destroy us? One thing is certain. Those Seventh-day Adventists who take their stand under Satan's banner will first give up their faith in the warnings and reproofs contained in the testimonies of God's Spirit. The call to greater consecration and holier service is being made and will continue to be made. Some who are now voicing Satan's suggestions will come to their senses. There are those in important positions of trust who do not understand the truth for this time. To them, the message must be given. If they receive it, Christ will accept them and will make them workers together with him. But if they refuse to hear the message, they will take their stand under the black banner of the Prince of Darkness. I am instructed to say that the precious truth for this time is to open more and more clearly to human minds. In a special sense, men and women are to eat of Christ's flesh and drink of his blood. There will be a development of the understanding, for the truth is capable of constant expansion. The divine originator of truth will come into closer and still closer communion with those who follow on to know him. As God's people receive his word as the bread of heaven, they will know that his goings forth are prepared as the morning. They will receive spiritual strength, as the body receives physical strength when food is eaten. We do not half understand the Lord's plan in taking the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage and leading them through the wilderness into Canaan. As we gather up the divine rays shining from the gospel, we shall have a clearer insight into the Jewish economy and a deeper appreciation of its important truths. Our exploration of truth is yet incomplete. We have gathered up only a few rays of light. Those who are not daily students of the Word will not solve the problems of the Jewish economy. They will not understand the truths taught by the temple service. The work of God is hindered by a worldly understanding of His great plan. The future life will unfold the meaning of the laws that Christ, enshrouded in the pillar of cloud, gave to His people. We do not comprehend the deep things of God. Oh, if we did, faith would grasp the promises, and your wife would be healed. It is not the Lord, but the powers of darkness that keep her where she is. Go to the Savior, my brother, and in faith ask him to cast Satan out. Believe, only believe. In your wife's behalf, lay hold of the merciful healer. Be strong and of good courage. In order to fight successfully, a soldier must have courage and strength. Of ourselves, we are weak and feeble. But we have the promise, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 31. May the Lord bless you and give you strength and grace. And may he send his healing power to your wife, is my prayer.